City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality.
Drama City's got that small town mentality. Come promote your music, come talk about your insanity. No need to keep it PG, so feel free to say whatever you please. You can talk about the weather, you can talk about religion, you can talk about the news. Doesn't matter what you say, just make sure what you say is true. But don't worry, just come through. We can have some laughs and giggles, we can even spit some riddles on some fire instrumentals. Yeah, that's how we get down.
Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? Hey guys, it's Ben. I wanted to tell you kind of what's happening this week. I was gone, and I didn't think about recording early. So, I asked some friends of mine to record an episode, and that's what they did for me. And I'm going to give them a little shout out here, and I really appreciate them coming up with an episode for me today. I hope you guys enjoy it, you like who you hear, and you go and check out their stuff. We got hashtag NoFinShow, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, Married as Fuck, Man Brain Podcast, Random Ramblings with Rob, Blunt Mommy, Heavyweight Chumps, and The Plunge. Also, Po' Boys and Man Brain are the two that put this all together for me. Po' Boys is on this episode as well. So, I guess let me know what you think. I hope you enjoy it. It's a crazy one. Everybody's in there together. They do this where you come in and you go out, like a elimination round type deal. So you'll be hearing people on and off throughout the episode. So yeah, enjoy it. You can follow us at STM Podcast and STM Pod on everything. You guys know our stuff. Okay, bye.
I'm going to, like, the sandwich is cool, sure. I mean, like, wash that cum down with a hot pastrami, but let me wash that hot jizz down with a hot pastrami. But, like, please brush your teeth after that as well before we kiss, because, you know what I mean? Like, there's that cum breath, you know? There's a reason why she retired from being a porn star is what I'm saying.
Was cum breath her porn name?
Cum breath was a porn name, yeah. Don't cool. Google that. Please don't Google that. Horse cock. Don't Google that either.
.mpeg.
Yeah. So my favorite thing, Shake That Bear. Let's talk about that for a minute.
God, dude, why do we got to talk about that again?
I don't know. It's my shtick. I mean, it's what I'm known for. Coming and Shake That Bear.
You're known for fucking on a dead carcass.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution is never to mention Shake That Bear again, and I'll beat Dave Chaffee with it. I know. I fucked it up. Is it already January? Second. God damn it. All right, well, I'm starting tomorrow. I'm starting on the 3rd. How have you been, buddy? How was your New Year's and shit? Let's catch up a minute.
Oh, it was fairly uneventful, dog. I'm old as fuck, man. The day before New Year's, I turned 38 years old, man. I'm too old. I'm too old to hang out anymore.
Is your birthday the 30th or 31st?
30th.
All right, my grandma turned 91 on the 31st.
Yeah, well, she's older than me.
She is older than you, so feel good about that. She's old as fuck. She can't see shit. She can't hear shit. I mean, she's still kicking, but, you know, there's always that to be happy about, that you're not old as fuck. Does your dick still get hard?
Yeah, uncontrollably all the time. I'm like a 40-year-old boy trapped in a 40-year-old body.
God, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. Fucking Cialis. Man, that's my only hope.
What was that, $15 boners?
$15 boners, man. Those $15 boners. I'm telling you what.
Every fucking kid what? Don't be talking about $15 boners and then say every motherfucking kid, Jason, on me.
I'll just...
Trigger warning.
$15 boners, motherfucking kid. That's Jason, on me. That's fucking New England.
What is New England shit? Clam chowder? I'm going to funnel clam chowder into your anus. What's New England?
Don't do that.
Don't do that. It's hot. I love it. It's warm. It'll feel nice.
You're selling it. I'm warming up to the idea.
So did your kids have a good Christmas? That's important too.
And why is that important? Fuck them. They're nine. They're in bed. Let's not talk about them.
They're kids though. It's a beautiful children's holiday.
No, they had a good good year. A lot of electronics, man. It's a lot different than when you and I were young, man.
I know, right? I mean, I would just. It was a good Christmas if I didn't get molested by my uncle. I mean, now these kids are like, I want an iPhone and shit. I mean, come on. What do you mean?
My 4-year-old got a fucking Xbox One.
What?
My 4-year-old got a Nintendo DS.
Holy shit. That's the buzzer. Somebody just got shanked.
Yeah. I don't know who got shanked. I'm here.
You're here? I'm here. Am I here? Do you still hear me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Just dropped in.
I'm on.
Who's this motherfucker?
I'm Unfuckable Anthony from Who's Right Podcast.
Unfuckable Anthony, huh?
I don't give a fuck.
Sack of shit.
Imposter.
It doesn't sound fuckable. My wife says you don't sound fuckable. You want to say that, Christina?
Yeah, you don't sound fuckable.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Give a fuck.
Chris, oh, Anthony doesn't give a fuck.
Why am I wasting my time with this asshole when I got Chrissy Poo sitting there?
Blunt Mummy's a whore.
Yeah, man. How fuckable is Blunt Mommy, Anthony? Do you think Blunt Mommy is fuckable or not? Do you think she shows off too much?
Blunt Mummy's a whore.
Yes. Does that arouse you or repulse you?
I like women who leave a lot to the imagination.
You like them chaste. Do you like librarians? They wear the collars buttoned up.
Ooh, yeah. Let me see them ankles.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at that fucking bun. She got that hair in a bun. I'm like pulling my meat at the fucking Dewey Decimal System over there in that motherfucker.
Jerking off on fucking index cards and shit, dog.
Oh, shit. I'm like slamming my balls in that fucking index card thing.
Well, that's why they don't work, cocksucker.
Oh, that's why my balls don't work? We'll see about that, motherfucker. When I get Anthony over here pregnant, because I, you know what? I'm always up for a dare. You say you're unfuckable? Guess what? I'm coming at you with a $15 boner, you motherfucker. something about clam chowder in your ass, because I'm fucking from New England, motherfucker.
Hi.
Where'd you go, Anthony?
Hi, I'm Blunt Mummy from Pineville, Louisiana. And I love talking about dicks. Dicks,
Sammy?
Dicks,
oh.
dicks, dicks.
Blunt Mommy, why do you sound like Mr. fucking Bill?
I got a bit of a cold.
Blunt Mommy, methamphetamines are bad for you. Hugs, not drugs, okay, Blunt Mommy? All right? With all them dicks, ain't you going to get sick? Aren't you worried about all them dicks?
What all them
What's
dicks
a condom?
I get sick.
Yeah, all them dicks make you sick. Hugs, not drugs.
I got daddy issues so bad, I gotta feel the need to ingratiate myself with hundreds of disgusting fat old men podcasters. What's wrong with me?
I got daddy issues, so I have to lick everyone's butthole. I took my dog to the dog park, and he licked less asshole than I did last weekend.
Wait, I feel like I kind of ran with his bit.
Yeah, that's fucking
ouch. Amanda, if you can hear this, I don't give a fuck. I'm unfuckable nice, Anthony. I'm unfuckable Anthony. Jason left. This is unfuckable Anthony, and I don't give a fuck. I make fun of everybody. I don't give a fuck.
Now you got to sound like a cartoon character.
Yeah, this is like Split. Unfuckable Anthony has a couple of voices, man.
Oh, love you, Blunt Mummy. Can't talk to you yet because of the rules of this game. What a shame.
The rules
what a shame
of this
that
game.
You don't have the right of reply quite yet.
Oi, can I buy a dairy? I'm Dave Chaffee. I do membrane podcast.
G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day, mate. Hey, Baz. How you going, you dickhead?
I fuck koalas.
I've molested a fucking wallaby. I ejaculated into a kangaroo's pouch once. I was asked to leave the zoo that day.
Do you want me to feed you other Australian animals for your bit? Or Like a platypus they've got, and an echidna or a wombat?
A wombat? You made that up. Oi, stop fucking with me. You made that up. No such thing as a wombat.
We used to have
I've been to Australia. I know what I'm talking about.
We used to have giant wombats like the size of cars. Maybe not quite that big, but pretty fucking big.
The size of cars?
Cars, mate.
Cars, mate.
I parked my car in Harvard Yard.
Harvard Yard, you wicked pisser.
Dave, where are you really calling from, man? I heard Australia was fake.
Australia, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a paid actor.
You're a paid actor? Where are you at?
No, Southern Hemisphere.
That's not Dave. I'm Dave. All right?
I'm Dave.
I'm Dave. All right? I'm the one boarding all the durries. All right?
In the freckles?
That's where I keep them. I keep them in me freckle. I keep them in me freckle. My Australian's gotten much better over the last few weeks, hasn't it, Dave?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You cunt, mate. You cunt, mate.
When we got wankered up on Rumbos the other night, it was grouse, mate.
I'm fully wankered. I'm fully wankered, mate. I don't know, Hank.
You had a chunder.
I could be Hank. I could be your co-host. I haven't had a chunder yet. I'm thinking about me jazz crackers.
Your jazz crackers.
That's racist.
Randall over here says I'm jazz crackers.
I'm way out of my league right now. I've been listening
like to the whole
conversation or whatever, and this is just total and utter chaos.
Who is this? Is this the voice of God?
Yes, my child. I am judging you when you're going straight to hell.
Morgan Freeman?
Anthony Dufresne swam through a river of shit.
It's like I'm actually there.
Now, this is your boy B Rob from the Random Rams with Rob. And I'm here to randomly random with all these random people that's in this random motherfucking chat room right now.
Sounds like something Blunt Mommy would do on a Friday night.
Ooh, yeah, I've been hitting that blunt pretty hard.
Going in on the Blunt Mommy.
Mm. Ironically, my least favorite kind of blunt.
Ooh.
I like the swishers.
Man, do you roll your own blunts?
Of course not. I pay servants for that.
I've been trying to get that job, but he won't let me have it.
I've wasted so much weed trying to figure out how to roll a blunt. I would pay a motherfucker, just like he said, I would pay the motherfucker just to, yeah, I'll buy it from you, and I will also pay you to roll my shit for me, please.
I always preferred the idea of a joint or a blunt. I like it, but then I'm also an asshole, so I just pack a bowl because I'm terrible at, like, the artistry of rolling a joint or a blunt.
It feels more real to me.
See, yeah. In hindsight, like, you know, I smoked weed from the age of 13 to 18 when I joined the military. I stopped. So, you know, thinking back about it now in hindsight, you let a motherfucker bust open a cigar, gut that motherfucker out. Then you let him put his slobbery ass lips and tongue
all in there. Yeah. All in there. Yeah.
Oh, slob all over this motherfucker, pack it full of weed, and then you turn around and light that motherfucker up and put it in your mouth and smoke it.
Put it right in my mouth. I taste his mouth on my mouth. I don't care. I'm getting high.
Hell yeah. It's all part of the experience.
Hell yeah. I want him to. I'm making eye contact with him as he's like gumming it and licking it and getting his spit all on it. Yeah. He's like putting it
in. Smoking
it,
dog.
I guess the fire kills it because usually the protocol after the blunt is completely rolled, you take the lighter and you run it over everything and you burn all that shit off and it dries, so I guess the fire kills it, but
yeah, the fire kills his mouth herpes, so it's good. The fire kills his mouth herpes,
I guess.
I don't know, but I think it's scientific.
He's definitely got the blunt roller. There's a guy that he keeps a guy in retainer just to roll his blunts. Who does that?
Snoop Dogg, probably.
Is that Snoop?
Probably.
Shit, probably. So you joined the military, you said, or prison? Was that prison or the military?
No, military. Which is the same thing. It's the same shit.
I'm not sure I believe him. You did too good of a Morgan Freeman. It's like you knew Shawshank. It's like you've been there.
I've been to jail once, and I've only been for 7 hours.
Oh, that's good. You've spent less time in jail. Wait, you spent less time in jail than me?
Yes, I win.
Shit. Shit.
See, but this is the thing, though. What was the circumstances of your incarceration?
You know, normal white boy shit, pushing a porta potty over when somebody was inside it and they got splashed all with doo-doo water and pee. And we pushed it over so that the door side was down on the ground, and technically they couldn't get out. So they had to come and pull the top off this porta potty. And by then, I mean, I had bolted, I had run, but they still managed to find me because of like all the splashback of the porta potty. They set the dogs on me and they were able to track me via the scent real easy. And they found me. So I went into a little time for that.
You would have been perfect for the military because we did stupid shit like that.
You did crazy white boy shit like that? Because I feel like there's a few years in your early 20s, late teens and early 20s for like getting into some serious shit that when you're 40, Chris, you can probably vouch for this. You look back and you think, man, I should not have done that dumbass shit. Like, how did I survive doing this dumbass shit?
Now the Porta John shit. Let me tell you, we was in Iraq, and it was a group of us, and we would always, you know, prank and fuck around with each other and everything. And one of the things we would do when we knew somebody was going to the Porta John to take a shit, we would wait till the, you know, because it's a process, especially if you're going in Porta John in 100-something degree weather. There's some preparation that needs to be done.
It's a process. I have to take off all my clothes to start. Right. So I take off everything, including my socks. Most importantly, my socks. You got to get everything off to get ready to poop.
I mean, I would do that at home, but not particularly.
I do that at home. What do you think? I've been to Iraq? No, I get naked in my living room. I take off all my clothes in the kitchen on the way to the bathroom.
Yeah. So we wait till they get getting situated. So, you know, their ass is on the seat and they're taking shit.
Yeah.
We would run full speed into the door and just like hurl our bodies into that motherfucker. You know, it would either rock back or the door would fold in on itself and smack a motherfucker in the knees and shit. And we would do this all the time. So there was one particular time to where it was a game because we had a certain select motherfuckers that can only play because we didn't want everybody to be doing this shit.
Yeah, so this one dude,
this one dude would always try to get in the game or whatever. It's kind of like Tag, that one dude at the bar. If you ever seen that movie, he tried to get in the game. And we was like, fuck, we let him get in. So he went in there to take his shit. And what we would do so we wouldn't get caught, we would kind of push the door open so we can look outside and see motherfucker coming. Then we can try to hurry up and pinch it off and get the fuck out of the way, maybe. But
oh. Am I still in or am I out?
I don't know. Well, I think it's out. When we get four of us in here, so this will be the fourth person. So the fifth person that comes in, they have to pick a number and kick one of the four out.
Oh, so you're saying Chaffee's still in here?
Yeah, yes. I'm still
here. Oh.
Hey, you still here, Mike?
Oh shit. Did you hear all the shit I was talking about you a minute ago?
I heard everything.
Fuck, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, it's like an older brother makes fun of his younger sister. Totally kind of, yeah.
And I have been tested twice in like the last 3 months and I'm totally clean.
Okay, so like we're looking at Miller if something comes up weird in the next couple of months, right? We're looking at Miller McFly.
What about him?
I mean, we're
So that's the thing to where, all right, you say you've been tested 2 times in a month or whatever?
Like 3 months. I went for my checkup and I got tested and it was negative. And then Miller fucked somebody else and I made him go get tested with his perfect dick. Yes. Oh.
Man, I'm kind of jealous. I've never been told my cock was perfect.
I have never been told that.
I've never told him his cock is perfect. No. I'm not trying to tell him that.
No,
I have come up on.
You shouldn't tell him that. That'll go straight to his head.
He doesn't listen to his any podcast. I mean,
I dream of the day my wife tells like me my cock is perfect. That shit ain't happening. We're married.
I just let him. You know, he likes to face fuck me, and it's the perfect, especially for face fucking.
Yeah, that's exactly the sounds that it makes.
Oh, if you make the during face fucking, then you're just not, don't do face fucking.
That's why I don't do face fucking. Yeah. Randall really
sure
hurt me
last
time.
Gag a lot, Jason.
Yeah, no, I would.
You sound
I'm
like
weak.
A little bitch when it comes to gag reflexes.
Thank you. But it's true. It is true. I am a little bitch when it comes to the gag reflex. I'm just not a big fan of large cocks in my mouth. I've tried it a dozen times. I want to love it. I want to love it so much. It's like cottage cheese. I want to fucking love it, but I can't. Every time I try it, it's terrible. I'm gagging. I'm throwing up. It's actually just like cottage cheese.
How about when the guys with the huge dicks, you know, fuck you in your ass?
That's a little bit better. Yeah. I mean,
do they at least use lube?
Oi, I'm Hank. My boyfriend in high school, he'd spit on it. He'd spit on it. I mean, it's a little bit of lube there.
It was too big. It was too big.
It was too big. I took one look at that thing.
this is so weird.
Well, no, they were talking so much shit about me earlier, and I had to keep it on mute. And I wanted to unmute so bad, but
Yeah, you wanted to unmute.
I was waiting for you to just come in hot because, you know, people break the rules for these kind of things all the time.
It's a Royal Rumble. You're supposed to break the rules.
I do. My dad is a fucking asshole. I really can't stand my dad. Far as the fucking guys, you'd be surprised that I have really not fucked. What? How many guys do you think that I fucked?
57. Are we talking
way lower than that
all time? Enough. If we're talking 2018, I'm going 57.
Okay, nope, way lower. So, yeah, I do like to talk about dick. I love to talk about dicks because dicks are beautiful, and every dick is different. So every experience is different.
Every dick is sacred. Every dick is good.
So a dick
is
so
fun? I love the D. I like to go to Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Oh, yeah.
Some might say you're the mayor of Pound Town.
I am the mayor of Pound Town. Oh, I don't know if Miller would be the mayor of Pound Town right now because we've been fucking for so long. So, I mean, I bring the pussy. He brings the dick. So, I don't know who would, you know.
So what's the preparation for anal sex? Do you just go in there whenever you feel like it?
You do an enema.
Okay. Yep.
I do an enema before I go over to his house. Fuck that shit. I am not trying to be one of those girls that are on TV or on YouTube videos that guys talk about how they got shit on them. Nope. I want my butthole. I want my butthole and my intestines clean.
But I'm just asking because I'm curious. So like, what if it's one of those heat of the moment situations? It's never that. It's always like, all right.
Oh fuck no! I sat on a butt plug for 2 hours.
My wife wants to know if you've ever bleached your anus. Have you ever bleached your anus?
No, I have not. No, I've thought about it.
You know, that thing's looking like the inside of a peanut M&M.
I've only had anal sex 5 times in my entire life.
In one 50, day. 55 times. Yeah.
Five times my entire life.
Five times however old you are?
No.
Five times before the age of 5.
Yeah, no.
Count the rings on your asshole to see how many times you've...
Yes. Only... Just like a treat.
God damn it, Chaffee. That's why I love you.
Yeah, Chaffee, I'm going to find, like, you know, one of those little Telegram people that, you know, you can send to people. And I'm just going to find somebody with a really huge dick and they're not going to spit on it. And you won't have time to do an enema. And they're just going to show up to your house and fuck you in the ass.
And what are you going to do? They're just going to roll you out of your chair. They're going to bend you over that thing. What are you going to get away from them? I don't think so. What are you, a marathon runner? I don't think so. You're going to climb a fence? I doubt it. Look at that fucking thing. They're going to bend you over your own fucking chair, and then they're going to do you in your ass. There's nothing you could do about it.
I'm thinking video.
Oh, yeah, Dave, but I also want to tell you that your Anthony impersonation sucks.
Ooh, it's good.
It sucks.
This is the fifth person, so they're going to have to kick somebody out. I guess.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I'm still on, so.
I'm still here, motherfuckers.
Maybe I meet the cut. But yeah, Dave, your Anthony impersonation sucked.
It was great. What are you talking about?
It sucked so bad. You don't sound like Anthony at all.
Yeah.
I thought he sounded just like Anthony.
Well, no, he did not. I don't know why Doug is not on here.
I was using lines straight from their podcast.
Well, yeah, Anthony is unfuckable.
Well,
Who these motherfuckers?
That's right. We are the mayors of Poundstown.
This is no, not you're a, not.
We got thunder no, cookies. Not. It's the heavyweight chumps.
Oh, Lord, you're not the mayors of Poundtown.
The one pump chumps.
We need to get into some competition.
There's an S on the end of that.
Pounds, woman.
Yeah, Pounds is an LBS. They big motherfuckers. They're telling you that they're the mayor of Poundstown. Yeah, like okay. They eat a lot of cookies and brownies. I got the joke, y'all. I get puns.
The LBS town, you are totally fucking mayors of that town. I'm like the mayor of Skinny Town or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
They're like Mayor's McCheese.
They are.
So, listen,
how
so,
do you shit wait, when you eat so much cheese, guys?
I have a question. How does that work out? Because Mayor McCheese, his head is a cheeseburger. And then there's the Hamburglar who like to eat the motherfucking Hamburglar. So how does that happen? How does that coexist there?
I think the Hamburglar eats his ass.
He starts at the bottom and works his way to the top. And everything's covered in special sauce.
I think that's special sauce, baby.
What flavor is this special sauce?
Whatever you.
It's just Thousand Island.
Oh, gross! That's like the hick shit. Come on now, y'all are from Louisiana.
Wait a goddamn minute!
Y'all live in the country, and y'all are from the country, just like me. Stop making this look bad with Thousand Island.
You don't need our help.
Don't say Thousand Island dressing. You could have said something fancy, like
well, I prefer gluten
tangy,
drink.
Sweet and sour.
I'm sorry,
sauce.
Would you like us to call it Russian so it sounds like it's foreign?
No, just something more fancy. Doesn't sound so bad. Here, you can lick Thousand Island out of my asshole. That sounds so nasty.
I would never do that. That's a serving bowl. Like, I don't want to get near
so,
yet.
So So who eat the booty like groceries here?
I love to lick booty hole.
So why is this? Tell me why.
And I like my booty hole licked, and it happens both ways. So
yeah, I need to understand this. And somebody tell me what's
this explains why everybody in that chat has shitty breath.
Talk a lot of shit.
Pink eyes won't go around in the chat room.
No, booty hole is great. Eating booty hole is so great. It's near your prostate. If your girl, Rob, are you single?
No, I'm married. Been married for...
Okay. She's never licked her booty hole.
That's the problem.
I do not allow her to lick my booty hole because I know it comes out of my booty hole and my manscaping situation. Nah, this is not no good.
Okay. Well, I'm the type of person, even though Miller, like, shaves everything, like, I wouldn't care, but he makes sure his booty hole is, like, extra clean before my mouth goes down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to lick a dirty booty hole.
No E. coli.
No,
yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I don't care what you say. They are never all the way clean.
Yeah, they are.
Fart one time and tell me if it's clean.
You think I literally spend 5 minutes cleaning my butthole because I want it to be like squeaky clean and I do not fart or anything while I'm over there. I make sure that shit stays clean.
She gonna tell us now women don't fart. What is this bullshit?
I don't fart at his house. I've never farted at his house.
And yeah, how long has it been going on?
So when she cleared the seal,
like, over 6 months. Like,
that's why. You ever fart at his house, it's over. Just get married.
No. Ew. Yeah. Gross.
That's the only thing that'll make a gag, right?
Yes! Rob, good one. I am literally raising my beer.
The man with the smallest cock found the gag reflex.
Yep. It's getting married or having another kid. Nope. No bueno. Not happening.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Fuck more kids and fucking fuck getting married. My kid is going to be graduating high school when I turn 38 years old. I will be in my prime.
Shit, same thing. Mine graduate next year and then the next one graduate the year after that.
Yeah, I will be in my prime. I don't want to get married. Man, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. I want to go on a cougar cruise.
On the way, on in your prime, though, in a cougar cruise, how many miles are going to be on that cruise?
Are you talking about my vagina or the boat?
I'm talking about overall. Think about all the mileage on a cougar cruise.
It's going to be a lot, but what happens on the cruise stays on the cruise.
Arby's would be jealous. Yeah, until you bring it home and have to go to the doctor to get a cure for it.
No, I actually went on a cruise, and I did fuck two guys, and I was fine.
At once?
No.
All right, wait a minute. You sound appalled when we
asked. Sorry, we had to ask. The wobbly H is a thing.
No, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. I've tried to. Oh, shit. Here we go. I feel like I'm going to get knocked off.
Are we still here?
Am I going to get knocked off? Oh, God.
Are we? Amanda's still there. All right, who all is still here?
Joe.
Hey, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsors. We are sponsored by CleanCBDOil.net. If you go there and use promo code STMP, you will save 50% off your order. Also, SeatGiant.ca. I still don't know what the discount is for that, but I was told there is a discount. So go to SeatGiant.ca, use promo code STMP. And that tells them that we sent you. Helps us out, helps them out. So go to those places, use our promo codes, because you're awesome. Bye-bye.
All right, you still got Devin and Maddox. Amanda, you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah,
who's
but
our newbie?
Hey, motherfuckers.
Oh.
Hey, you motherfuckers. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who wants that smoke? This is Randall from Shit Happens When You Party Naked.
Oh,
oh my God.
This is Randall from Shit Happens When You Party Naked. Listen to Married as Fuck.
Yeah.
We're changing the show in 2019, y'all. We're calling it Divorced as Fuck.
This is fucking Jason because Randall
does
not talk that fast.
He does talk this fast because he's giving you the smoke. When he gives you the smoke, I also talk about myself in the third person. When I'm giving the smoke, you want the smoke, you're going to get that smoke. I'm going to blow smoke up all y'all asses.
I'm
about to blow that smoke. You motherfuckers can't take this smoke.
Smoke that smoke.
This is some fucking smoke, motherfuckers.
Pass that smoke.
Randall's the fucking white knight of the whole NSFW group. He is the white knight.
White knight, but I still ain't getting close to your booty hole. That's nasty, girl.
That's fine.
I don't want your face anywhere near my asshole.
But,
oh my God, I would never get that smell off my fingers.
I do not want your face near my asshole because I'd have to turn around and see your face there, and then that would be awful.
That would be awful.
Dicks don't make me gag, but seeing your face,
my face does. That's a terrible thing to say to your friend Randall. Why would you say that to your friend Randall?
You're not fucking Randall. Shut the fuck up.
I am Randall. Why are you calling me not Randall?
Randall does not talk that fast.
This sounds a lot like Jason the Gag Reflex album.
Offensive to me. Why would you say that?
Jason, I don't want your ass near my booty. I mean your face near my booty hole.
I'd like to send a special congratulations to the five-time survivor of anal sex, Blunt Mommy.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. She's had that smoke all in her ass.
I'm still trying to figure this question out, though. She was appalled when we asked if she had two guys at the same time, but at the same time, she said she had two guys separately. So I don't get the difference. You know,
it was just within a few days of each other.
Oh.
It was not at the same time. Like, I don't do that stuff.
Have you ever stood on your head while the man stood up and pounded you while you were standing on your head in like a yoga position? With your legs spread in the air like Chun-Li from Street Fighter 2 while he was just standing there and hitting it, and he had his penis all bent up.
How can
a man bend his penis like that? This is weird. He's got an erection, but he's still able to bend his penis so much, he must really bring the smoke. He was bringing the smoke while I stood on my head.
Yep, that was like 10 years ago, too.
But he was like a midget, so he had to stand on a stool. Have you ever done that? where you stand on your head while a midget stands on a stool and he like drops his arm inside you?
I had a friend's dog shit in the house and I stepped in his stool.
Have you ever moved your dog's dish to the other room and then stood on your head where the dog's dish used to be and then spread peanut butter from your butthole to your private parts and just let the dog go at it?
Okay, no, look, I am not the dude from Shreveport that got arrested for fucking I'm telling animals. You. I am not that dude. That smoke. Is so fucking gross. That is so disgusting.
You say that now, but wait till you feel Fido's soft tongue on your lady parts. You don't want that smoke.
I have two dogs that I smoke. Love very much.
Man, you open
that much. Is so oh, gross.
Well.
Oh, we do not have to go into bestiality. We totally
ladies
did not.
And gentlemen, two dogs, one walk.
We did not. Shut up.
Two dogs, one jiffy. Bringing the smoke.
These red dogs rocket, combined rockets. Weigh more than me, so just walking them is exhausting. But yeah, bestiality. Ooh, gross. Why do you have to talk about that? So nasty.
Because I bring the smoke.
Smoke.
So bestiality is your smoke, Jason. Bravo. Bestiality is your smoke.
Blunt Mommy is not impressed.
No, I'm not. Keep
going. You did not want that smoke.
Keep on with the whore jokes. That's a really good one. Like y'all were saying when I was muted, how many times did y'all call me a whore?
That wasn't me. I was just kind of like, ooh, that's bad.
Oh, we did it a bunch, but you couldn't hear it because we weren't on mic yet.
Oh, no, I heard everything. I'm not pissed. I talk about sex because I love to talk about sex, but...
In showers.
I do not have multiple sexual partners, you know.
Well, Cleveland Steamer.
You know. You're such
what
a retard. Oh my God.
What is that one?
Cleveland Steamer, that's when you have when you get a guy underneath a glass coffee table and the girl gets on top and shits on it.
Okay, I was thinking about
that. That is so disgusting. The whole shitting fetish, I still don't understand.
So we don't know about Shiza Born. What's next?
Shitting is gross.
No, it's not.
All right,
yes, it is. Oh, I'm still here. Jody has not hung up on me yet. What the fuck is wrong with him? He is high as fuck. He is so high, that's why he has not hung up on me.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you doing all
this? It's my boo.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm not going to say who it is. What's y'all up? Guess.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, let him guess.
Jason, guess.
Yeah, come on, guys, guess. Who is it?
Well, it's either Almy or it's Hank.
No, Jason, guess, because you know everybody, Jason.
Who's this Jason guy you guys keep talking about? Sounds like a
is
douche.
Is this
I was
Jason?
Listening.
Oh my God. Is this fucking Jason? Sounds like aw, a douche. I feel like a retard.
No, this is okay. Hank. No, I'm fucking with you. This is Hank. Don't worry. Don't worry, your jazz crackers. Don't worry, your jazz crackers. This
is
Hank.
Not fair that you it's old Hank. Mick Foley in this Royal Rumble and come in four times.
I just, Randall gave me the mic back. Randall passed me the mic back and. I'm visiting the States from Australia. I've got my thumb ring on.
Yes, you have to make sure that you have your thumb ring on.
I've got my thumb ring on.
Even though I know it's not you.
When I take my thumb ring off to wash my hands, I put my thumb ring around my cock. I hold it with my penis.
And his wrestling name is the butt plug.
So many people are talking shit about you, Almay, in the group now. It's so funny.
Who's talking shit about my friend, Almay?
I'm not saying.
Like not my friend Almy and I got fully wankered on Rumbos. We got fully wanked.
I listened to that whole episode and you are the most shitty Australian person I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oi, that's not very nice.
A good wank around the table is what it sounded
I've talked to Dave and to Hank. on video, and you don't sound like Hank at all.
I sound just like Hank.
No,
I can't hear a single difference. I sound just like
Hank. No, you see, I can do the British accent. I cannot do the fucking Australian. I will give you props, though, for doing the Australian accent.
I'm just kidding. This is Riley.
This is not Riley.
I'm just kidding. This is Riley.
No, it's not, because I'm looking at who's on right now, and Riley's not on.
Yeah, this is Riley.
No, it's not.
This is Riley. Blunt, no, mommy, not. Will you go quit your job and become a teacher so I can enroll in your high school?
No, I love Almy my
who?
Job.
What are you even talking about, Almy? Who? This is Almy guy.
I'm the head of Team Almy, man. You haven't heard about Team Almy? We're like the shit on the internet. If you don't know about our shit, you obviously aren't the shit.
Tell me about this Team Almy. It sounds good. It sounds really
fun. Yeah, what the fuck is this Team Almy bullshit about so I can go, like, wreak havoc on it on the internet?
It's an overrated side project of this guy that wants to be a major player in the podcast world.
Ow.
The fact is, his wife's the true talent of the team, and she just seems to keep dragging him along and all the way dragging her down.
So he's riding her coattails.
Oh, my God. Was that Devin or Thunder Cookies?
Devin is Thunder Cookies. You really are behind.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Don't listen. Up. Let's not talk about her behind anymore, guys. Come on. I mean,
let's not talk about my butthole anymore.
Come on. Let's not. Let's give her butthole a rest, quite literally and figuratively.
Her behind needs a rest.
I don't do anal every Wednesday. I hadn't done it in like 3 weeks. I was going to give
him Thursday, asshole.
Look at me. I just opened the back door into the anal conversation.
He's sick, and I was going to give him, you know, he killed 2 deer while he was hunting, and so I was like, congratulations, anal sex thing, but he's sick, so.
Just give it to him next time.
Why don't you guys keep talking about Team Almy? I'm about to put a fork in an electrical socket.
Oh, that Team Almy shit? Yeah, we got over that a long time ago.
Awesome.
I mean, we decided a long time ago that his wife was the talent of the team, and he just keeps dragging her ass down.
This is the first time I'm hearing about Team Almy shit. I'm about to kill my cat.
There is nobody in the business that does a better Samuel L. Jackson impression.
I know. God, it's really good. It's marvelous.
And the fact is, Jason Almy is so usually hung up and trying to talk so big about himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time to deal with the people that are actually on the show as guests. He tries to take over every fucking time.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Shit.
But his wife just couldn't. Hey, wait a minute. That's what his wife said about it, too. Amanda, have you
seen it? We can go ahead and...
Even though Jason doesn't want to have me on his show, they totally need to.
Yeah, I think you should keep burping. I think he'll definitely have you on. Give me a really big, loud one.
This entire time that I have been on.
I want more.
The Skype.
Give me a big one. Give me a big one. Big juicy.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Uh-oh. Who's next?
I'm on.
I'm still here. How the hell are we still this deep in?
Who is this?
This is Elmo.
Oh, it's Riley.
No, it's Elmo, you dumb bitch.
Oh, my God. I can't take you seriously with that Elmo shit. We can do it on one of your episodes, but not on here. I can't. We're all about
talking right now, and I
can't take you seriously with the Elmo.
Amanda, shut up.
Why does everybody else get anal, but Elmo doesn't? No.
Elmo, I got a question for you.
Tell me.
How nice were Katy Perry's tits on Saturday Night Live?
So good.
I saw your face was all over them, man.
Hey guys,
there's Riley. I want to throw out to everybody that Riley has now reminded me twice that he will be in Louisiana next summer. So apparently, Riley wants to see me.
Yeah, duh. You're our mommy. You're the podcast mommy, which is I'm as old as your son, so it makes sense.
Riley, they're not. When you stop at the border of Louisiana, they're going to give you a series of shots.
Yep. Literally. You said you're going to be in New Orleans, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm totally going to come to New Orleans, and we're going to go down Byron Street.
I would love that. And then we can FaceTime Elmy and just... that guy's been all over the place tonight. What's going on?
I know.
We'll
break.
FaceTime him. I won't. I don't show my titties anymore on Bourbon Street.
On Bourbon Street. What about Main Street?
I don't show my titties anymore.
She only shows her titties in the French Quarter. It's classy over there.
I have a French Quarter. Can that get us a picture anyway?
That is Bourbon Street, you asshole. No, I don't show my tits. I haven't showed my tits on Bourbon Street in like 10 years.
She'll only show her tits for some beignets from Cafe Du Monde. It's the only way.
No, when she shows her tits, Ben goes, yay.
I'd like to say I'm at a significant disadvantage here if this is a real Royal Rumble, because there's no way me and Amanda are getting either of you two out of the ring. Like,
I don't know. I've been here for a while, sweetheart.
Yeah, so. Amanda's been there with us.
Amanda's playing that Rey Mysterio bullshit. Like, I don't know how she's been
doing. I'm not. People like to hear about my butthole and my vagina and how many dudes I fuck. So, I mean, it's interesting.
You never answered it, by the way. You just clarified that it's less than 57.
I'll say 20.
I'm going to say 17, but like they've
you
all.
You know what? I'm going to err on the side of conservative. I'm going to say 6.
I'm going to say 17, but each of them has been like 100 times. Like, there's no one night stands.
It's in the 30s. That's all I'm saying is it's in the 30s. That's all I'm saying.
And I bet there was some sex on the nightstand before. And the dog dish.
Yes, there has been sex on. There's been sex on a bunch of weird objects.
I need you to answer. In a boat.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Lake.
Have you fucked in your child's bed?
Where do you stand on it?
Whoa, Riley.
This needs to be answered.
I heard the question, but I want you to repeat it before I find out where you live and slit your throat.
Sex in the bathroom. Where do you stand on it?
Depends. What's the situation?
Sex in the bathroom is usually in the shower, but if...
No. I mean the public bathroom.
Wasn't me.
Oh, no. It's just I stand up in the stall. And I've only done that once, ever.
Amanda, how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Oh. If you stood up in the stall, they saw you looking while you were coming.
Well, you know, it whatever. We got kicked out afterwards, so doesn't really.
This conversation brought to you by Spunk Lou. Orders of the fall.
Okay, Riley, what was your question? I heard your question. I want you to repeat your fucking question.
I don't.
Almost back.
No. You straight up asked me if I have ever fucked in my son's room.
Yes.
And no, that is appalling.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
I'm calling bullshit.
Why would I ever fuck in my son's room when I have my own room and the whole house? Disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting.
Because that's the one place that's off limits.
Yeah.
But I would never do it. And I have not brought a guy over
like
to my house.
It's like being a teenager and wanting to fuck in your parents' bed when you bring a girl.
No.
To be fair, my parents had a waterbed. So that was like, it was like almost like a rite of a passage. It was like, I need to fuck in the waterbed.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Well, that's fine and all, but that's nasty. That's disgusting. I've never even fucked in my mom's bed, so
that's just
no. I'm not into the fucking relatives' beds. That's no. It's gross.
Well, I didn't say.
Well, have you
there with you?
Okay, so Riley, your chances of me meeting up with you in New Orleans are becoming less and less.
All right. Well, let me ask you this.
What?
Have you ever had sex while camping? Because it's fucking intense.
Yes, I have. Hey, do y'all want to hear something really funny?
sure.
My son was conceived in a dare stand.
Did she say a dare call?
I said a dare stand. I don't know. Am I kicked out? No, I'm still here.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
This is
hey.
We had a couple people no show this evening, so I'll be your closing entrant into the Royal Rumble this evening. Man, this has been a fun conversation.
No, it has been. I am so happy that you took over their podcast. This has been fun. I really think this should happen like twice a year.
Yeah.
You know, we can just, you know, call it whatever, Royal Rumble, you know, whatever. But I think it should happen twice a year. I think it was fun.
All right. I got a topic that I feel like it's been controversial.
What, Riley?
It's been controversial on our group chat. What is squirting? What is the liquid?
I think it's a mix of cum and pee, to be honest with you.
All right. Heavyweight. Boys, are you still around? Did they survive?
No.
It's just
me, you, and Jody.
You're going down.
Look, so you know I'm not bullshitting. Oh,
Riley, I will fuck dice. You up, son.
This is gonna shit's getting real soon. We're battling.
Yep. This
is where the battle begins.
This seemed like it turned into a roast session. This is interesting. Amanda.
No, but that's what it was about.
I'd like to apologize to all the small town mentality listeners.
I'm not apologizing for shit.
I feel like if they've made it this far, like, props to them.
Listen, they wanted a real conversation. And you know what? We got a bunch of different people involved here tonight to lay some stuff out. And Amanda, I am sorry that people like to lay it on, you know. So,
yeah, Amanda.
Oh my God!
Thank you for
Jody,
being.
If I can't, I'm not one of those people that I've been roasted before on podcasts.
Right.
In real life and on podcasts, it's totally different. I can take everything on podcasts, and I know that some of them are probably half-ass joking and half-ass real, but I don't care because I don't have to see your face. You know,
this is the deal. I love you guys. And I want everybody to know right now that everything was coordinated. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's throwing real shade at anybody. Like I said before, everybody's going to be friends tomorrow. And this turned out really well, actually. We went all over the fucking place tonight, y'all. And that's
I think it turned out great. Like, props to you, Jody. Seriously.
Amanda, I got a question for you.
What, Riley?
So you got big dick energy. Like it goes through your veins. If you were a man, how big would your penis be, do you think?
Oh, I would want to keep it a really good, you know, too big is too big. I literally could not have sex with a guy one time because it was like 8 inches and I was like, it hurt me. So I could not have sex with him. So
you didn't like it up in your guts?
No, it literally hurt me. Riley, I am a tall, skinny girl, and my hips do not spread. I had a C-section. My hips are not spreading. I cannot take that much. So
I would just like to let you know that I'm taller than Jason Almy.
I don't know how tall Jason is. What does
Jason's monster? He's
what does Jason's height even matter?
See the picture? There's a picture posted right now of those two. It looks like King Kong fighting Godzilla. It's crazy. Those two assholes decided to meet up today. I'm surprised they weren't giving each other hand jobs. That's the deal, guys.
I know.
Randall, that was since Jason was there, Jason took Randall's spot. So we got, I mean, Randall was
wait,
there.
Wait, wait, wait. What do you mean? That was Randall the entire time.
I feel like Randall maybe had
no, had extra it was night. Never Randall.
It was Randall.
He had extra
that was
time.
Jason.
That's like saying Hank was never here. Like, what are you talking about?
Hank was not here.
Hank was here. Randall was here. Did you not hear him? He was just here recently. Like,
yeah.
That was not Hank. I'm not fucking dumb. That was Jason trying to act like Hank.
Listen, I know Jason. That was not him. That was Randall. He was trying to give out that smoke.
No, Randall doesn't talk that fast.
You know what it is? I think you got the smoke around you and you just can't see clearly and it got in your ears and you couldn't hear that was just Randall.
Oh, Riley. Oh, Riley.
Black mommy.
Fuck you, Elmo.
Jody, we got lucky here. All the big boys got eliminated early.
It's fun. Everybody should.
Where was A-Rod? I mean, he got eliminated early.
I don't know if he's listening right now, but you missed your spot, buddy. Like, that's if you're still listening.
No, he's listening.
He's here.
He's here. How do we call him in?
You think he muted himself? Like, I don't know.
I tried to tell him. He hasn't said anything in the Twitter. Aaron, come in, motherfucker. Fuck the entrance music. If you're there, get your ass in here.
Yeah.
Like, about to start shutting this motherfucker down.
Aaron was in earlier during the whole lineup, you know, but I haven't heard him throughout the whole actual episode that you were recording. And I'm glad that you, like, I'm sorry, Jody, when you were playing like Booty 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 Rocking Everywhere and I started singing. I unmuted myself and I started singing. And I'm sorry for that. So. Yeah.
This isn't my show. This is a small town mentality. I'm not.
Oh, Jody. That's right. Okay. Well,
Jody.
You know, hello, I'm
Jody, you created some interesting fucking topics on our show. We recorded a show yesterday for our show, The Plunge Podcast, available on all streaming platforms. And Jody left a voicemail, and it made all of us in the room just look each other in the eyes and debate over how much it would cost us to suck each other's best. Like, we're all best friends, just how much it would cost to suck each other's dicks. Now, Jody, how much do you think the most money in the room was?
$10.
Okay, now, I'm not trying to be rude. I know you're all young. Like, you guys got, like, good jobs? Anybody got, like, solid jobs?
I do.
Me? I thought you were – never mind. I thought that was a general question.
Decent. We're either all coming out of college or recently have pretty decent jobs.
But you have gainful employment right now.
Like, yes.
You make good money. Okay. Yes. $10,000.
Oh, okay.
What?
I think that's right. That's pretty much cut in the middle. There was one group. There's two different agreed upon 8,000s and then two other agreed upon 18,000s.
Right.
So
18.
I think that's one of them.
Interesting.
I think one of them was, we know one of our friends has a larger phallus. So we were like, you probably last longer and that's more to suck. So I'm going to up it 10 more grand. But the rest of the room was like, yeah, I'd suck your dick for $8,000.
I'm going to need the extra money, dog.
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to DM. Oh, what the fuck? Wait,
there's more?
What? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Back in town.
Oh my god, that is.
Oh no.
Who's here?
He came up a three, bro.
Who's out? Is it me?
It's me and you.
Oh, Amanda's gone.
Sorry.
Oh, so no one joined. That was just an elimination.
Yeah, I didn't have just a regular elimination.
We just threw her over the ropes.
Now that I'm happy to talk, I'm not able to sit here and fuck with my phone. So yeah. So yeah, Riley, how's it going, buddy?
It's going good. How are you?
Good.
It's my birthday today, so I've just been hanging out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
why was I on mute?
Hey, you got eliminated, all right? Get out of here.
Bye.
All right, so now that
hang up. Jesus Christ, I didn't know she could do that.
Didn't want to fuck Elmo.
Shit, we wanted to come.
Hey, if she's coming back, I'm coming back, motherfuckers. This is bullshit.
Everything's getting out of hand. Oh my god. Oh, no.
They're revolting.
Total bullshit. We are revolting.
This is bullshit.
We have a revolution. Who wants to start a revolution?
Hello?
Hello?
What?
What?
Is it just me?
I'm here.
What? Amanda, you got eliminated.
Well, okay, bye.
No, I'm kidding. Come back, baby.
I cannot take you seriously. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. No. No. Wait for them to ask you. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. For them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day. Docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You 11 on the psychopath sitting next to you. You 11 on the murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I said, please don't forget. All my friends are here, taking slow. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you.
Hey, Dave.
After all, hey, Riley. Hey, buddy, you won.
I think I'm here.
Elmo is the champion.
Your first NSFW Royal Rumble Heavyweight Champion, Riley from the heavyweight.
You're not the heavyweight. No, man, I'm the plunge.
Listen, drinking. Look, let me try that again because I'm like, because I edit. I'm going to fix that. Gentlemen, your winner of the NSFW Podcast Royal Rumble, Riley from the Plunge Podcast.
All right. Well, if you made it that far, and you made it here now, I hope you enjoyed that. The song at the end there, I'm going to go ahead and say I don't own the rights to. But what I am allowed to play for you, which is the song of the week, is by Dirty Machine. The song is Against the World. And that's at dirtymachineband.com, facebook.com/dirtymachine13, and Zombie Shark Records. Shout out to Zombie Shark Records for sending me all these dope shits. Yeah, anyways, bye. Blow me.
He's a dummy. Bye bye. Take it anyway. Don't buy no way.
can't run forever, even though you'll try. Lost your chance, but you lost your state of mind.